Words matter. If words didn't matter, then chances are that you would not be tuning into this video. If words didn't matter, then I wouldn't stand before people each week in my church and preach with words. If words didn't matter, then I would let my kids or anyone speak to my wife in inappropriate ways. But words do matter. And because words matter, James is going to caution us to be slow to take up the occupation of speaking words for God. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. Why in the world would James discourage people from becoming teachers of God's Word? Doesn't it 1 Timothy chapter 3 say that it's a good thing for men to aspire to the office of overseer who must be able to teach? So why would James tell a group of believers that not many of them should teach? Well, the most obvious reason James deters many from seeking the position of teacher is that the position itself comes with stricter judgment. In other words, before you go seeking for this position, realize that you will be held accountable for what you teach. Jesus said, "To whom much is given, much is required." And to speak and teach the words of God is to be given much. Jesus even said of greedy Jewish teachers who taught for the prestige of it that they would receive the greater condemnation. I like what Ed Saucier said. To find oneself in vocational ministry for the wrong reason is a misery, a secret poison, a hidden plague, the engineer of deceit, the mother of hypocrisy, the parent of envy, the original vice, the moth of holiness, and the blinder of minds that turns men into monsters and churches into prisons and people into pawns. So what does James hope to accomplish with his admonition for only a few to be teachers? Because at first glance, it doesn't appear that anyone would want to be a teacher after what James says. Well, I think James hopes to repel anyone who is not gifted by God or called to the ministry of teaching. He's trying to keep casual and careless people from crowding into this role. He's making it very clear that teaching the Word of God is serious business. There is a soberness that comes along with teaching the very teachings of God. So a word to the wise. Being a teacher of theology or biblical content is the sort of responsibility that you do not want unless you know it's your calling and you're willing to prepare to do well. And until you're ready to face the consequences for not doing well, well, then you're just not ready. So with that said, pray for your pastor today. Pray for your Sunday school teachers and your small group leaders. John MacArthur once referenced another pastor who said of preaching, "There is no special honor in preaching. There is only special pain. The pulpit calls those anointed to it as the sea calls its sailors. And like the sea, it batters and bruises and does not rest. To preach, to really preach, is to die naked a little at a time and to know each time you do it that you must do it again." So today, please pray for Phil Knott, a Bible teacher, one of our missionary coordinators in Africa. Also, remember the Tim Kotokoli LifeWord broadcast in Togo, Ghana, and Benin.